Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Bottom Line IT, brought to you by ASK. You can reach us at ASK if you're so inclined by calling, what is it, Eric? 877-ASK-FOR-ASK, I believe, is our toll-free number.
Yeah, it's good, man. You got it.
And then we're also available on the web, of course, at justask.net. And this show is Bottom Line IT. You can email us at bottomlineit@justask.net.
Put all the segments there. Yep. Upload them there. And
you can listen to them at your leisure.
Shuffle them up. Yep. However you want to do it.
For family and friends. And however you want to experience Bottom Line IT, that's the way we want to deliver it to you.
Mainly for the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, I get all the cousins around.
Christmas music.
Aunts and uncles. And I sit them in a circle and I say, we're going to listen to segment 5 from November 4th.
Well, it's important. It's like, telling a kid to take their medicine. You know what I mean? You got to hear the show and you see what's going on out there.
Yeah, and
and
when they start to wander, I say, hey, are you going to know?
Here. Get them by the scruff of their neck.
You going to understand net neutrality if you don't listen to this program, son?
Where poking are you poking them in the chest.
Where are you going to be
what do you think you're going to do?
What are you going to do when you don't get net neutrality?
Yeah.
Where
are you going to get your Netflix from?
That's right.
A man.
So don't come to me
because
I'm trying to help you right now.
Yeah. You better listen up. Wise up.
So Tesla has announced, and Tesla, you know, as we know, Elon Musk.
Well, they make the show often, in many different categories, typically.
Such an interesting character, and, you know, he has announced that they are going to, or they've been contracted to build the world's largest lithium-ion battery, and they're going to build it in Australia. One of the things I didn't know about Australia in doing research for this segment is Australia already has the world's largest banana, the largest pineapple.
Oh, man,
really? Knew that, yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
And apparently these are big tourist attractions.
Hey, I love Australia, man. Anybody listening to this show
have
right
you
now,
been there?
It's my favorite country. No, I haven't been there, but I'm hoping I get a place where I can go visit down there. I got neighbors who are from. They just spent 2 weeks down in Brisbane.
Really?
Yeah. We're doing some work right now with an Australian firm, and man, they're great guys. Guys from Brisbane too. I said my neighbors were just down there. He's like, "No way!"
Yeah, we have a client.
Says, "Cheers, mate!" All the time. I'm like, "That's awesome."
Why don't you go see your client down there? It's your client.
I said, "You know what?" Yeah, I said, "I'll take you out for a pint."
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's
He didn't appreciate that.
But it's not even really an Australian.
Well,
accent,
you know, so. But he can't.
It's kind of a Scottish
thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of Scottish. Yeah. I tend not to do it the accent when I'm around them, but
when I do accents,
I can't help myself.
I have like one accent. And I use it for every nationality.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to worry about it.
Well, it offends a lot of people, but.
But the one time it doesn't, you got.
That's right. Right. That's what I'm still looking for. That nationality. I'm not sure what that is.
Well, you know, there's a lot of sun down there. What they say.
It's a beautiful country.
It was winter time, and you know, my neighbors came back. They said, "Man, it was like upper 80s. They're burning down there." Burning up.
The deal behind this is that in this part of Australia, in this state in Australia, they have a power issue. They had a storm in 2015 or 2016 that caused widespread power outages, and they have yet to recover. And there's a lot of political battles going on as to, you know, how they're going to recover, get their power back. Get enough power, and so this resulted in the idea of let's look at alternative sources. So Elon Musk came in, and he basically made the statement that I can solve that problem in like 6 months or something. And
well, he tweeted to another entrepreneur in Australia and said, "We'll get this system up and running in 100 days."
Is that what he said?
From contract signature, or it's free. That's serious enough for you?
Wow.
So they said they won a bid.
Yeah,
but I mean, this is really. This is how these guys do it. You know, he tweets this thing to this guy. He goes, "You really think you can do that?" He goes, "I'll do it in 100 days or it's free."
Wow.
I mean, that's the kind of, you know, chutzpah that he's rocking down there. And now he's got himself, the largest battery by a factor of 3 or something like
this
that?
Yeah, this is a huge battery that's going to provide power to this entire state on the scale that the world has never seen. 3 times more powerful than anything on Earth is what Elon Musk said. It's going to be powered by a wind farm, which I thought was really interesting. And you know I hope that is successful because that's a tremendous breakthrough if he's able to do that in battery technology.
Oh yeah.
Now how come he can do that and my cell phone won't last more than 4 hours
I know,
without
man.
Charging it?
Did you see the after the hurricane Irma specifically that Tesla upped the battery range on their cars remotely.
Really?
To help Tesla owners go further on their battery.
Know that.
So I was reading this article, and yeah, there's a finite limit they have set just in the general guidelines of the battery, how long it will last on a charge. And in order to change it remotely, it costs them like a lot of money to do so. It's like $10,000 to, you know, to execute a command and push the thing out or whatever. It's a lot of bells and whistles, whatever. But with the hurricane coming through, they sent this command out, and it increased the car's range. And it all started because there was one guy who owned a Tesla, called in to Tesla and said, "Hey, look, these roads are really bad. They're really crowded up. I'm in my Tesla right now, and I'm gonna have a hard time because there's not. I can't get to the charging station. I gotta go a long way. You know, what do you recommend I do?" And they beamed his car an extra, you know, 100 miles to get on this battery
charge.
That's
fantastic.
And then they pushed it out to all the other Tesla owners down there, which I thought was not only just remarkable in the sense that, like, oh, you could do that. I think it's because they're so forward-thinking that they have this other additional capacity, and it's to be used maybe for other things or other reasons or who knows, you know, in the future. But
kind of forward-thinking that allows Elon Musk to be as bold as he was in Australia. 100 days or it's free. That's right. Serious enough for you?
Right, exactly. I mean,
we got to start doing more of that. Eric, I got to do more of that with bids.
I
want you to bring me some opportunities to do stuff like that. You know, I'd like to be that kind of guy.
I tell you, man, if you can do that and you can eliminate the risk factors in the back end without.
We'll do that in 9 months or it's free. Serious enough
right,
for you?
Exactly.
Okay, 7 months or it's free.
Who says no to that? I mean, yeah, who says no to that, really?
We're coming back after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bottom Line IT.